NTE. QFM. Roz and Emma.
Now, Roz, it is time to talk all about Deadpool and Wolverine. I love Marvel movies, right? And this movie will mark the eagerly anticipated inclusion of Deadpool in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's very exciting, right? So he has teamed up with Wolverine of X-Men fame, and the movie is going to be out in cinemas.
Is that why Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman are all together now?
Always together now, yeah. So it's out on this Thursday, the 25th of July, and they have a new villain in the movie, and the villain is played by Emma Corrin, who you'll know played Princess Di in The Crown.
They were also in The End of the World.
Yes.
A show I recommended. They were amazing in it.
So they are going to be playing Cassandra Nova, who is the villain in this new movie, and I caught up with Emma to chat all about it. Here it is.
Hi, Emma. How are you?
Fellow Emma. You also,
yeah,
Emma?
I know. I have so many Emmas in my life. I have like 7 Emma friends. So when I
you
found
have
it that
seven
I've
Emma friends?
Yeah, in the 1 year in school.
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't think I have a single Emma friend. What am I doing wrong?
Well, I'll be your Emma friend now.
Well, thank you so much. That'll be really nice.
Congratulations on Deadpool and Wolverine. I was so curious about this film because I feel like the trailer didn't give much away. I was given the production notes before the interview. They didn't give much away. And thankfully, I just got to see the first 40 minutes of the movie there and it was brilliant. Did you enjoy making it?
I love making it. I mean, it was so different to anything I'd ever done before. And, you know, working with Ryan, Hugh, Sean, these people who are just top of the game and so nice. And yeah, it was just an incredible experience.
And you play villain Cassandra Nova Xavier, who any Marvel comic fans will know your character. She's very evil. She's very dangerous. So how does it feel to play a role like that?
Different and challenging, and that's sort of why I really jumped at the chance to do something like this. I think to play the villain is so much fun, right? You just get to come in and, you know, fuck a bunch of shit up, and that's nice. Yeah, and also what intrigued me was Ryan and Sean really wanted to introduce a villain that was quite a bit different to any villain you might have seen before. Cassandra doesn't come in with like on the front foot with a bunch of violent. She's not really what you'd expect from a villain in the Deadpool universe, especially. She's much more reserved and quite hard to read and really changeable, which is really fun. So there's a great deal of unpredictability to her. She's sort of doing exactly what she wants and it's almost quite hard to follow, but that's sort of the point. And in that way, she really keeps you guessing, which is nice.
And is it true that you got a random text from Ryan Reynolds before you signed up to the show about it?
I did, yeah. When I got the role, I'd only ever met Sean. And then I remember I was watching TV with my flatmates quite late one night and my phone buzzed and I turned it over and it was from an unknown number and it just said, Emma, it's Ryan Reynolds, don't hang up. Which I thought was one of the best texts I probably ever will receive in my life. I should probably frame it, shouldn't I, somewhere?
I think so, definitely. I can imagine what your reaction was like. I probably would have fallen off the sofa if I received
it. I threw my phone across the room. Yeah.
And I watched an interview with you recently when you were in Berlin, and you said that you've started to make your way through all the Marvel movies and that you're absolutely hooked on them now. So I was wondering, out of all the Marvel movies that you've watched so far, what character do you think you'd like to see Cassandra take on?
I think Doctor Strange.
Why?
I think they're both kind of a bit odd and kind of don't quite fit in. Oh my gosh, that's such a good question. That's such a good question. There are so many good ones. I think maybe Strange.
Brilliant. Well, you know, Marvel love an L crossover, so we might see that in the future. I can't wait to see the rest of Deadpool and Wolverine, and congratulations on the role. It's lovely to speak to you.
Thank you, you too.
There we go, Emma Corrin in the brand new Deadpool and Wolverine movie, which is going to be in cinemas this Thursday, the 25th of July. They're keeping it so tight-lipped that, like, I saw the first 40 minutes of it. That's all they were allowed to show us before the interview, so I cannot wait to see it.
Oh, wow, there you go.
RTE. QFM. Roz and Emma.